This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Hello, Carrie. It's excellent to speak to you again.
It's excellent to see you as well, Tom. Do you have any snow at your house? I do.
I have a lot of rain at my house today.
I think snow is better than rain. I win. Yes,
I have to say I agree with you. Have you seen any animals wandering around outside your house?
Oh, well, maybe just my own pets at this time, but the snow does bring out the animals. Why do you ask?
Because I was thinking about teaching our listeners some idiomatic expressions related to animals.
Oh, I think that's a really, really good idea. Yes, let's do that.
See if you can tell me what animal this is, Carrie.
Well, maybe not the best impression, but I believe it's a horse.
Yes, it is. And my first expression is, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Like, maybe it is telling people to be thankful.
I've been using this expression for a long time, and I stopped to think about it because I couldn't really understand it. But it does make sense. If you think about it, if somebody gives you a present, then you don't need to worry too much about its value or its quality because it's a present. So I would use this expression, for example, somebody says to me, oh, I'd like you to come for dinner and I'd like to pay for everything. So, oh, well, that sounds good. Of course I'll go. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Do you know why we use this expression, Carrie?
No, I don't know why.
How do you know how old a horse is?
Are you telling me it has something to do with the teeth of the horse?
Exactly.
Aha.
So an old horse has very worn teeth. And sometimes the way you can tell how old a horse is by looking in its mouth. So there's no need to do that. If it's a present, you can just accept it.
Nice. I like that one. But I have one about horses for you also. What if I tell you to hold your horses?
Well, I suppose they may be dangerous and getting out of control, so I need to keep hold of them.
Ah, well, that's a nice idea. But what it means is when you tell someone to hold their horses, you are actually telling them to be patient or to wait. So, for example, a mom getting around with their children to go out of the house to play in the park. The children are very excited and they want to run out the door, but mom isn't ready yet. She'll say, wait, wait, hold your horses.
I like that one. And I think it makes sense now that you've explained it.
All right. Do you have another one for me? This is fun.
I could always introduce another sound for a different animal.
Okay.
Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Oh, you know, my favorite animal in the world. It's a dog.
Now, if I say to you, Carrie, that be careful out there, it's dog eat dog. What do you think I'm trying to warn you about?
Maybe that it's, I don't know, it's wild out there?
Yes, so I suppose places where dogs eat dogs are dangerous. It's a place where the situation has become so wild that the dogs need to eat each other. So we use this to say, yeah, it's a wild, dangerous situation. It's dog eat dog.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it. Ah, and I have one about dogs for you as well. What if I tell you that you are in the doghouse.
Well, that sounds quite nice. I like dogs and I like houses, so maybe I could be in a dog's house.
I know, it seems like it should be something good and positive, but in fact, it means that you are in trouble. Right. So you don't want to be in the doghouse. You know, I guess maybe the dogs always want to sleep inside with their owners at night. They never want to go out to the doghouse. So maybe it comes from this idea.
Yes, I suppose so. If maybe your children or your husband have done something wrong, you say, right, you're sleeping with the dogs. You're in the doghouse.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I have another sound for you, Carrie. Oh, see if you can see what this is.
Mm-hmm. All right, definitely some kind of insect. It's a bee, maybe.
It's a bee.
Oh, good.
Very good. So, Carrie, do you know any expressions with bees?
I do, in fact. I could tell you, wow, Tom, you are quite a busy bee. What do you think that means?
Well, if I'm busy, I know what that means, but I don't know why a bee might make me less busy or busier. What do you think? What?
Yeah. The bee, when you're a busy bee, in fact, you are busier. You know, when you are a busy bee, you are very active. And I guess if you think about bees in the garden, they are really busy buzzing around from flower to flower to get the nectar.
Quite right. They are busy when you think about it. They never stop. So that definitely makes sense. And sometimes I'm a bit of a busy bee, I suppose.
Do you have one for me?
I do. I'm thinking of bees. Now, I'm not really sure. If I called you the bee's knees, Gary, would you be offended or would you be pleased?
Gosh, the bee's knees. Do bees have knees? I don't know. I guess maybe I should feel a little offended.
No, not at all. Oh. It means you're the best. You're top quality, excellent, like the bee's knees.
I love it. I want to be the bee's knees. That's a really cool expression.
But I really can't tell you if bees have knees and if bees' knees are excellent. But for some reason, we use this in English. And I think today, Carrie, you have definitely been the bee's knees.
Oh, thank you. And you are definitely not in the doghouse.
Thank you for listening to the Viva Ling English podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.